If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You guys, it's my turn to intro the pod.
So boring.
It's not boring.
So boring. Everybody enjoyed my singing last episode.
Okay,
so.
Well, I'm not going to be starting this video singing. Yoni just secretly recorded me singing. We recorded a music episode for Patreon. If you guys want to listen to that, it's linked down below. It was a very fun episode. We're really, especially I'm really in my music bag in a way that I haven't been maybe in my life.
And I'm really proud of you for that.
And I love how much you love it, because I know that was part of our relationship that you maybe like that you didn't really feel fulfilled in, would you say?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal, but I was like, damn, I wish you loved music as much as me. And I still don't think you're there yet, but you're definitely making progress.
I mean, did you feel like that was something that was missing? Or is it now that we have this like connection on this level for this specific kind of music that you're like, wow, it's so nice to be able to relate on this as well?
Let me tell you what it is. It feels good to, because I know how passionate I am about music.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to go to the extent
that you do,
that I do, because I'll research where somebody was born and what they did in their early life.
Yeah. Like,
just talking about the music is enough for me.
Yeah.
Because if you guys don't know, Alia listens to music very differently than I am.
I mean, more recently,
I'm giving
more into your ways. Like, I do a little bit more research. I like save songs. Before, I used to just listen to whatever.
Yeah. Alia is a big radio listener. She listens to the radio and
not the radio
comes,
like in the car.
No. Like the radio of a specific artist. Yeah. Whatever comes on, that's cool.
Imagine you just put on the radio like every morning, just. Who listens to the radio? If you don't have a car.
No, I feel like
sometimes. Do people listen to the radio?
Sometimes I listen to Apple One, like on Apple Music.
Can we bring the radio back into this house? Like, can we make it a thing that in the morning we like play the radio?
We can play. I mean.
Should we get a radio player? We don't need that, right? You can just do it online.
You can just go to Apple Music. I got 3 months free.
Yeah, because but sometimes
I got a new
computer. Nice to hear like the news or something. Sometimes it's nice to hear like news or something.
News. You want to listen to the news. You know how depressing that is?
I guess that is depressing.
In the morning, like.
Or oh. Like, but on Apple Radio, do they have like somebody like an MC?
I wish the news was just happy stuff. Today, yeah. This happened. It's like great news after great news. But news, I feel like it's just like.
It's never that.
It's like bad news after bad news after bad news. It's not for everybody.
But the Apple Radio thing, is there somebody that is like,
yeah.
You know,
there's different
what do you
slots.
Call it? Like, is there a host
yeah,
who will like talk while they're, oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because I think that's part of it that would be really cool is like you're listening to somebody talking and then they like intro the song. And
but it's not like back in the day, like, all right, right now we got.
It doesn't have to be like that. That's like too much.
I wish I could have my own radio. I really wish I could have my
cool
own radio.
It would be cool for someone to like really be talking that talk.
I mean, I can do that. Welcome back to Yoni Yon Radio.
Today, and then they have an interview.
Yeah, and then having an interview. Yo, low-key, I mean, in another life, maybe I'll be like
that could be like we could make it like a new thing.
I mean, I have Yoni Koto Radio on Spotify.
No, but I'm saying like you actually record like a radio set. And what if you're like recorded? Ugh, it's too much work. We have too much on our plate.
Work.
But that'd be so,
so
cool.
Much.
Imagine like you record it every day and release it the next day. And then it's just like you for, and it could be like the perfect amount to listen to like in the morning maybe.
Just like your favorite songs of the week.
Or what if you do it just weekly and like every Saturday morning it drops and then you recorded it.
And that would just be audio.
Yeah, of course, it would just be audio. And then people would play it, and it would be like a 2-hour kind of like DJ set. But then there's also like talking.
Yeah.
Maybe like some sort of like interview.
So it's kind of like a podcast / radio. You talk a little bit, and then you play like, all right, now let's play the next song. And
but
then
you like play the whole song.
Yeah. Not the whole song, but like a lot of it.
Yeah.
How could we do that?
Well, I don't know, because that's what I'm saying. Like, the licensing is kind of weird because, like, you can't really play. We can talk about this.
We can talk about that. Yeah, we might have a new idea here. If you guys want us to do that, just let me know, because you know we will.
Yeah, because it would be cool to not have it just with music. Like, sometimes it's nice to have, like, a conversation
within. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
But then what's the conversation about?
Just whatever. Just vibes.
It has to be, like, does it have to be, like, music related? Does it have to be, I don't know. Does this exist? Like, let us know if you know of anything that's similar to what we're describing right now. Like, leave it down in the...
We could be onto something.
In the comments. I feel like this probably already exists. Not that we can't do something like this, but I feel like that would be really fun.
Like, the songs we loved for that week, and it drops every like Saturday.
Yeah, and it could just be like a thing that people look forward to, like it drops every Sunday morning, because I feel like Sunday morning is usually when people are like more chill. They're like making pancakes at home, and it's something that they could play like in the background. And it could become like a weekly thing that just comes, kind of how people have their ritual with like a YouTube video or something that they know it drops that day, or like with this podcast. It could be like a more like music integrated thing with a little bit of a conversation, and it could be a longer thing, because then you could actually play like the whole music, like the whole song, or like more than just like a few, you know, seconds of it.
WTJ Radio. If you want that, just comment WTJ Radio. We'll explore that.
Maybe we call it like Juice Radio. Nah, that doesn't already exist.
WTJ Radio sounds better.
Okay. Anyways, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, hello. My name is Alia Zaitza. I'm your lovely host over here.
Hello. My name is Yoni Ikoto, your favorite host as always.
We're married, if you didn't know. We had our 4-year marriage anniversary a couple days ago.
4 years already.
Of being married.
Does it seem long, or does it seem like it just came fast?
Like, I feel like
it's kind of a long time, right?
When you say 4 years, I'm just thinking about how there's people that couldn't make it past, like, couldn't even make it to the 1-year mark, which is crazy.
Couldn't even make it to the wedding.
Like, how did you even, I'm talking like people who got married, did the whole wedding thing, did all that. And then it's like they couldn't even make it to a whole year, or even, I don't know. It's like a whole year goes by quite quickly. Like, damn, I just can't believe that you got married and then shit got fucked up so fast.
So fast, right?
Like, that's wild.
But I mean, shit happens. If this happened to you, we're sorry to hear that. And, you know, sometimes you think something might work for you, and then
it doesn't.
It just doesn't. And you know what? One thing I learned this year, move on. Everything is okay. It's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? So.
Okay. Preach.
No, I don't know. My birthday's coming up, and lately I've been having different type of thoughts, you know?
Okay. Well, let's get into the episode.
Yeah. It's not that. Alia could tell I was about to get in it, but yeah, it's not for today.
We're going to get into something that relates to what we're just talking about, which is relationship deal breakers.
Okay. What's a relationship deal breaker for someone out there who just doesn't know what that means?
I mean, basically something that something someone does, or something about a potential relationship interest. I'm not describing this well. If you go on a date with somebody and you discover this one thing about them, that could be a deal breaker for you, where you're like, because they do this, I just can't even imagine being with them.
For example, I was wearing, on our second date, I was wearing a hat that I made myself, and I was really proud to wear that. So I was like, and you know, I was proud to wear this shit if I wanted to take this shit on a date. I was like, I'm going to wear this. Because usually when you go on a date, you want to present your best self. That was my best self at that time. Alia did not like that hat.
But it wasn't a deal breaker.
Luckily, it wasn't a deal breaker. That's why we are still here.
Like, a deal breaker for me is if you have like dirty fingernails.
Ooh.
Can't do that.
Why did I just look at my fingernails? I'm good. I'm good.
No, but like if
look at your fingernails right now if you're listening.
If a guy shit under his fingernails. I mean, Sorry, I didn't mean. I meant like just dirt.
Okay.
No, I laughed because of the way Yoni looked at me, but you can't see because there's no video. But yeah, if somebody has like dirt under their fingernails, it's just not for me, dog. And like, I don't know, I can't do it.
Yeah. For me, a deal breaker. I mean, let's. What is a deal breaker for me? If you just can't listen to someone.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Like, having someone who can just listen to me is very important.
Is that like you trying to give me a hint or something?
Why are you laughing?
No, because like I tend to interrupt you and we know this. And
I'm not even necessarily talking about that, but just someone, because someone who can listen. I feel like if you just want to talk the whole, and I'm not talking about a podcast or any type of shit like that. So it's not you, okay. Obviously, right? It didn't break the deal.
I mean, clearly.
But I don't know. And also another deal breaker to me is someone who just constantly just talking about themselves the whole time. Mm. Another deal breaker for me is someone, if we're talking about something and I'm telling you, hey, this is what happened. Let's say we're just starting to meet, right?
Mm.
I can tell this is going to be a long episode. If we're just meeting and we're just getting to know each other and I'm telling you about something that happened to me, like, wow, this happened to me, crazy. Or maybe I'm just telling you my life story, right? Some of my experiences. And then you take that information. I mean, not even take that information. You just start talking about the same thing that happened to you.
Yeah, like you take the same scenario, but then you're like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's crazy because it's one time.
That happened to me too. You don't even acknowledge
what I
just
said.
You don't even say, oh my God, that's crazy. Like,
is that a deal breaker though?
That is a deal breaker because then you're not even...
That's something that's just really annoying.
Like,
I don't know if I could be with somebody that's like that. And that's something that comes up like early on.
Quite often. Like you can detect that in a person, like, oh, anytime I talk about something that happened to me, they want to talk about how that also happened to them. Without
so annoying.
Talk like, what do you think about what happened to me? Like, let's talk about
it. Yeah. So I don't know how to explain.
Or if I ask for advice and the person is
I feel like if you're asking for advice, they will give you advice. It's usually
I'm giving you another deal breaker.
Okay.
Like if I'm telling you about something that I'm going through, not necessarily asking for advice, I'm going through something.
And is this like a relationship deal breaker? Or just
deal breaker
and like friendships?
No, a relationship deal breaker.
Okay.
Like if I'm telling you something and if you don't feel comfortable being vulnerable, I can't do it. I can't do it. If you can't, like, you ever met someone and you just know they can't go that deep with you in conversations?
Usually that's like in a friend situation.
Could be both.
I mean, yeah, of course, could be both.
Could be both. But yeah, I have many more.
I mean, do you have any that are not specifically like conversation, like something
simple,
like something they do behavior-wise?
A deal breaker to me is someone, if you're the nicest person to me, but you're rude to other people, like you kind of have that, like, mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't care that you're just nice to me. That doesn't, like, if anything, I love.
Turn-off.
Yeah, I love to see people being nice to others.
Yeah.
Like, it's a turn on.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's like, damn, you're just nice.
It's hot.
Yeah.
All right. So we asked you guys on Instagram to send us your relationship deal breakers.
Damn, that's a long one right there.
And we're going to get into it. Yeah, some people, I let you guys know, like, if your submission doesn't fit in the submission box, mm-hmm. just DM me. And people DM'd. So the first one says, this isn't a relationship deal breaker, but more a dating deal breaker is when this man I went on a date with told me none of the tattoos. He has two full sleeves, which if you don't know, it's like that means they have from their shoulder to their wrist, both arms full of tattoos, is when this man, when I went on a date with, told me that none of the tattoos meant anything. And that was like, what do you mean? And he said, yeah, I just walk into tattoo shops and pick something off the wall or that I randomly thought of. That's kind of a turn off for sure.
Really? Why? Sometimes, because listen to this.
Nothing at all that you got has anything to do with something that's significant to you.
But why does that have to be? Like, people look at tattoos very differently. Some think about it, like, if I put something in my body, it's going to mean something.
Yeah.
And then you have the other person who thinks this is just art. I just want to express myself in this way. Like, I'm sure those tattoos are...
But they're not even expressing them. So they're just choosing. That's her point. It's like, you're not really expressing yourself. You're just choosing some random shit off a wall. Like, okay, let's do this one.
Shit, he got money to blow.
There's no, like, I loved this. I mean, I don't know. Like, something.
Would that be
I went deal? On a trip here and I really wanted to get a tattoo while I was in Vietnam. And it just reminded me of that trip. Something. Even if the tattoo is whatever it is.
Would that be a deal breaker for you?
If you have hella tattoos and they're all just like...
Whatever.
It just is kind of like, what? Mm-hmm. It just shows that you have no... Like, you're just getting tattoos to like be cool or something.
Okay, let's move on. That's
I feel you. I feel you, girl. I know, I can't believe it either, but the holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping so stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal. I just ordered a handcrafted stoneware 3-minute apple baker for my friend who loves baked apples with her yogurt in the morning, and I love that it's handmade in Wisconsin, unique and thoughtful. It's one of those simple gifts that will make someone smile every time they use it. That is truly what I love about Uncommon Goods. They have something for everyone, from mom and dads, kids and teens. Most of their items are handmade by small independent artists, so every gift feels one of a kind. Plus, with every purchase, they donate $1 to a nonprofit of your choice, and they've already given back over $3 million. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off of your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/WTJ. That's uncommongoods.com/WTJ for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. All right, somebody said a deal breaker for them is laziness. Plan things, please. Have hobbies. I cannot carry the mental load. Okay.
That is very valid. I wouldn't be able to be with someone who just doesn't want to do anything. That's just personally me. I'm not attacking anybody. But I'm just saying, I love someone who just wants to do something. Not necessarily like ambition.
And not necessarily with you. I feel like it's really
just be into
cool
something.
To be with somebody that is like really passionate about something, or is just like this one thing, however random it is, it's their shit.
You know, that's what I love the most. There's nothing else. I mean, there's a lot of other things I love, but there's nothing else that's more attracting or attractive to me when I meet someone and they just geek out on something. Mm. I don't care what it is. I don't even have to like it. If it's a video games, if it's a specific character, if it's a music band, if it's movies, directors, if you just know so much about something, please tell me.
Yeah. Like the more niche, the better.
The more you tell me, I'm like, oh, we can really date. You know, like you're just into something.
Yeah, that's true. And then they also said plan things, which I do feel like if you're specifically in a relationship, I do think it's important that both people like have the initiative to want to go somewhere, want to do something, want to try out this place, want to go for a walk, want to get a coffee. Like it's important for it to be not just one person constantly coming up with shit, because then it's kind of like...
Yeah. How do you think I'm doing in that department?
I mean, I think for us, it's a little bit different because I also...
Because
I film videos, I make content outside. Like I have a very specific idea of like certain things that I want to go and I want to do, and I'm also much more into like I pay attention to like new things that are happening in the city, new restaurants, new coffee shops, events, pop ups, stuff like that, because that's stuff that I incorporate in my content. So it's also part of my job to like be a little bit more up to date with those things.
Would you say that you would be the same person doing this stuff if you weren't making content?
Yeah, to a certain extent, but maybe not as much.
Yeah.
But I also think like I personally am really into just going, like knowing what's up with new stuff, especially when it's like food oriented or like a vintage shop or different things like that. But I think lately we've been working a lot.
Yeah.
We've just been like really, really busy. So I think like if it wasn't for my videos, I would right now, like, not really be doing a lot of stuff. I would just be, like, at home.
Yeah, because when you're in that weekly cycle, every week you have to keep doing things. So the average person doesn't live their life like that.
Yeah.
An average person who doesn't have to put out a weekly video, you can just chill.
You're doing at work, maybe it's, like, repetitive or it doesn't have, like, a weekly deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe their deadline is like every month,
yeah,
or like every quarter.
Yeah.
So it's like they work on something for like 3 months.
Yeah.
That would be so nice if like I didn't have to deliver every week.
Yeah.
It's like you work on it.
Yeah. People don't realize it gets pretty tiring. And also too, once you're on that schedule, 7 days feel like 2 days. Like, damn, I just posted a video. I already got to start cooking the next one. But I mean, it's...
Yeah, but there's pros and cons to everything.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
All right, next one. Okay, this is a submission from our friend, but I feel like we should keep these anonymous.
Yeah.
Do
I know this friend?
Yeah, there's two. One of them said, went on a date with a guy in my early 20s in New York who didn't have a passport. Immediate no.
Went on a date. Say that one more time.
Went on a date with a guy in my early 20s in New York. So when this person was in their early 20s and they lived in New York, they went on a date with a guy,
mm-hmm,
and that guy didn't have a passport.
Okay.
So now, that was an immediate no, because that shows what? That this person has never traveled outside of the country and is also not planning on doing that anytime soon.
Okay, but wait a second. We don't know that this person doesn't plan on doing that anytime soon. Well, you just threw that out there. You don't.
If they don't have a passport, they can't leave even if they want to.
I know, but how do you know they're not planning on getting one?
I mean, I just feel like if you're
in your early... You just added that to the story. No?
What you mean?
Like,
if they're trying to leave anytime soon, they would have a passport. Getting a passport takes some time.
Yeah, it's not like you can...
So it's not like they got plans to like leave anytime soon to get a passport.
I feel like, no, I get
regardless, it. Being in New York, where it's a place that I feel like is so like ambitious, let's go here, let's go there. People are traveling, people are doing shit, people are from all over the place, all over the world. And to not have a passport is a little red flag for sure.
I get that perspective. And it's not even necessarily from the perspective of, oh, like this person can't go anywhere right now or in
the
near future.
It's about the interest.
Yes, but it's also about the past. Like, you've never been anywhere.
Yeah, you've never left. So you're telling me like you've only
been here. But that's, I feel like that's pretty, I feel like a lot of people don't have passports. Don't you? I mean, I don't know what the stat is.
In this day and age, like traveling is so much more accessible. Like people are traveling way more than they used to, maybe even 10 or 20 years ago.
I think it's more of a preference. Obviously, it's not like, yeah, preference. Like, if I'm going to meet someone, I want them to be well-traveled because you are interested in traveling yourself.
Well, yeah, that's why this person said immediate no.
Right. And also, it just makes the person a little bit more, just more interesting.
I mean, yeah, but also, it's like, how have you not gone anywhere? Like, you are in your 20s.
I mean, you don't know. There's a lot of people who never went anywhere.
I know, but it's kind of crazy. Like, you never left, like, go to Canada, it's right there. Go to Mexico, it's right there. Like,
yeah.
I do get that the U.S. is, like, a big country, so you could, you know, travel 6 hours away and you're on the other part of the country and you're still in the same country, so you don't need a passport.
In Texas, you drive 6 hours, you're still in the same state.
It's crazy. But at the same time, I do feel like today, if you were to go on a date with somebody that is like 25 and they don't have a passport, meaning they've never gone anywhere outside of the US,
yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's insane in the sense of like, that would be a red flag for me for sure.
Okay, a
but
red
then
flag.
If they are super like, but I really want to travel and like I've been trying to like find the time or like save up the money to like go on a trip or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm working on getting my passport. It's like, if getting your passport is not that complicated.
So what if this person you're going on a date with in, you know, doesn't have a passport, but has everything else? Like, you like their music taste, you like how smart they are, the topics that they're interested in, their ambitions. Like, what if passport is like the only thing that they don't have yet? I feel like it's a lot to just cancel
someone. I just think it depends, like, because of also if I'm talking to them and I'm asking them, wow, okay, you've never had a passport, like, have you, like, how come you haven't gotten the chance to travel? And if they say, like, oh, I never really was able to, like, save enough money or
yeah,
something like that, that's different. But wait. But if then they also show absolutely no interest.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
In, like, traveling anytime soon. They have no curiosity about it, seeing other places, trying new cuisines.
Remember, like, this person we met?
No, you met. I didn't meet this person.
This person was like, what's the point of traveling? If I want to go to Italy or Spain, he's American. There's like, he was telling me, like, there's food here, there's pizza here, same shit in Italy. It's just like, he really believed in what's the point of going to Europe or what's the point of going to South America. Like, he, and we, I, when someone has like these takes, I'm just staying quiet. Like, there's no need.
Yeah, there's, but also, like, if I'm on a date with somebody that's like that, I'm out.
No, I'm getting up before the food gets here.
Okay, and then the same person also was talking, said, like, when her and her current husband were more seriously talking, on the first date of her and her current husband, they talked about whether or not they wanted to have kids. They both said we wouldn't waste time with someone who didn't want them. Yeah. Even if we knew we wouldn't be ready to have kids for many years, we knew we wanted them.
Yeah.
I know people who have dated for years and then broke up over this. One person said no, and then the other person hoped they would change their mind, but seems like a waste of time to me.
That happened to me before.
Really? What happened?
I don't know. Like, you kind of just, like, you know, not exactly, but you meet someone and everything is cool. You guys are vibing. But then you find out that they're not interested in kids. I am turned off. And that, I know, I'm not trying to make it sound like it feels like a hot take.
But, like, how? Because
if you don't want kids, I understand.
How far in the relationship were you?
You know, it wasn't even a relationship. It was just kind of like getting to know someone.
Oh, okay. And then it's low stakes.
Yeah, low stakes.
I feel like if you don't have this conversation early on, as in like the first couple of weeks and stuff like that, and then you don't really have the conversation until you're really falling for this person and you're kind of deep in it, and then you finally realize somehow you haven't had this conversation yet, which I feel like today, in today's world, it's kind of an early on conversation. Like, people talk about kids quite, yeah, like, first, second date. I don't think it's crazy at all to
it's
bring that up.
It's not crazy at all. It's like just getting to know person. Like,
yeah,
time is money. I'm not trying to waste time going on these dates and then be like, oh, wait, this person. I mean, this person can still be very cool.
But also, you don't want to be, let's say I don't want to have kids. Like, it's not fair for me either to date somebody that will pressure me into having kids because they think I'm going to change my mind.
That's never right.
Like, neither are right. Or also saying, like, yeah, maybe I'll want kids one day. Like, that's tricky with people that aren't sure, and then you're in a relationship, and then they're like, maybe I'll come around sometime, and then the other person's like, okay, we'll wait it out, and then you're like 10 years in, you're ready to have a kid, but then the other person's still like not really feeling it. That's tricky. So
tricky.
Definitely need to talk about kids like early on.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thanks for that question. That was good.
Okay, somebody said, someone who doesn't like trying different cuisines, someone who is a picky eater. I feel like for a non-foodie, this seems unimportant, but for me, trying new foods with other people is only fun when they get just as much excitement out of it as I do. 150%.
Why do I feel attacked?
And this is funny, actually, because Yoni was a picky eater when we first met. And thinking about it now, I totally agree with this person. That it's is it a deal breaker? I mean, the one thing about you, though, is that you did have, like, it depends if this person who's a picky eater, like, what are the foods that they're eating? You know, is it that they're really, like, plain and boring and kind of, like, no seasoning, like, none of that, like, that type of vibe? Or are they just very specific on the things that they like and the things that they don't like? Because that's different. If you're somebody that just has a very clear, like, I don't like onion, I don't like mushrooms, I don't like this song like that, but like they eat Indian food, they eat, you know, Ethiopian food, they eat, I don't know, Thai food, stuff like that. Like, what were some foods that you, I'm trying to remember at the beginning of our relationship, because I introduced you to a lot of shit.
Ali introduced me to all the food I eat now.
I mean, not all. Like, you ate...
The things that I loved was spaghetti, chicken and rice, still love it today, with some broccoli on the side, basic shit, right? Anything with rice, really. I love rice. But what you introduced me to...
What about cuisines, though, that you ate?
Like, before I met Ali, I never really had...
Vietnamese,
Thai food. I never really loved pho that much, or like ramen.
Okay, but you ate Indian food, maybe?
I ate Indian food.
Obviously, Ethiopian food.
Yeah, obviously Ethiopian food.
See, like, you weren't like a person that only ate,
like, what does
if it... I should say, like, white American food. You know, like, you didn't just eat, like, burgers, fries, pizza, pasta, and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think you had a little bit of, like, if you like to eat Indian food. Yeah, of course.
Indian I was born in Africa.
That's
you know
what
how
I'm
much
saying.
Food and variety we have. I grew up in different places in the world, so I was exposed to a lot of different foods and cultures.
Exactly. So that's how, like, so even though you were a picky eater, for you it was more that you just weren't very experimental.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that I'm like super picky and like
you would just be not scared, but you would refrain from like trying something that you've never had before. At the beginning, I feel like now you've come such a long way.
Such a long way, you
Yoni
guys.
Yoni is just now, trying all the things.
Like, something crazy that I tried this year. Not crazy for the people who this is pretty normal to, but I never in my life thought I would ever eat octopus.
And you did.
We went to Portugal. It's a pretty popular dish there. There was an octopus on my plate, nicely fried or whatever.
Full octopus with tentacles.
Yeah, like the holes in it was just kind of make me feel weird a little bit. But I was like, you know what, you're in Lisbon. Let's go.
And
it was amazing. I wanted to order another one.
No, it was actually so fucking... Whoa. I was like debating whether I should swear or not. Yeah, well, fracking.
It was so flocking amazing.
No, but it was actually so good. It was insane. That was like the best octopus I've ever had.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's something that you would not, if 2018 Yoni would know that 2025 Yoni ate some octopus, he would be like, you crazy. You're lying right now.
Yeah. So yeah, it was great. I mean, if you never had octopus before and you kind of feel weirded out about it, honestly, I think you should try it because I want to say it will change your life, but it won't change your life. But it's just really good.
No, I think it will change your life because now like you've had octopus. So when there's like random shit that kind of is like, oh, I've never had this before.
To me,
you're much more willing to try it.
Oh yeah, I'll try anything right now.
Yeah.
I'll try anything. I kind of want to try eating something that's like, you know, those countries where they eat something that's moving?
I'm good.
It's like a
I'm
worm.
I'm not trying to eat like a live
like
shit.
A worm or something.
Yeah.
That has like legs.
Okay, now you're just making shit up.
No, but I've seen...
Would you eat an alien?
I've seen videos. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, no. I've seen videos where people just kind of eat stuff. And it's
but
like
I
part
think,
of the culture. And I don't know if I'll eat that. I'm just joking. But
I don't know if that's necessarily considered picky eater. That's just like adventurous. I think there's like
I don't
spectrum.
Think I'm adventurous though. Like the most adventurous no. I ever was in my life was eating that octopus. And to me, with that octopus, the texture was really important for me. If it was like slimy and saucy,
cooked.
I wouldn't eat that. But it was kind of like...
It was grilled.
It was some parts of it were kind of like crunchy a little bit.
Yeah, because it was charred.
Oh my God.
It was so good. Oh my God. It was covered in like this garlic.
I need some right now.
Yeah, it was...
Someone
it was
listening
a 10
to this
out of 10.
Like, yo, y'all talking about octopus?
But you know, it's not that uncommon to eat octopus. Like if you live on the Mediterranean or something.
I think it is. If you think about like the world population, more than 50% would be like, I'm not eating that.
I don't know.
I just made that up.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't
next.
Think that's true. All right, let me pull up real quick. Let me pull these submissions up from here. Okay, somebody said, being a mama's boy, you know the type, like a true mama's boy. Okay, so clearly this is like a lot of girls coming into the DMs here talking about
mama's
some
boy
shit.
That's a turn off.
Yeah, like being obsessed with your mom. You know, the danger with somebody being like a mama's boy is that they kind of expect their significant other to like replace their mom in a lot of aspects.
That I think I'm trying to see the red flag in being a mama's boy. Like, I'm trying to, like, what, because you just said that, but it, I don't think it's about replacement.
Okay, what do you think it is?
I think it's just maybe shows like you, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with being a mama's boy.
So it's also being a mama's boy has to do with, like, I think in certain situations, like the mom sort of controlling the boy.
Decisions.
Yeah, it's like everything has to be like checked in with his mom. Like, they're too dependent on their mom.
I think you can be a fully grown man, adult, and be a mama's boy. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'm necessarily like a mama's boy.
When the mom's opinions matter more than the partner's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, loving your mom is great and all. But it's like when she is too included in your relationship, is like, okay, are we in relationship with your mom or am I in relationship with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like make your own decisions. I feel like a mama's boy would definitely listen and prioritize their mom's decision, even in his own relationship.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm not dating your mom, I'm dating you.
Exactly. So I agree with that. That's a turn off for this person.
I mean, that's a deal breaker.
That's kind of valid a little
like
bit.
Like being with somebody that's showing signs of that is like, okay, I don't know about that.
It's like before he wants to make any decision, he's like, hold on, let me call my mom.
Yeah, could look like that, or it can creep up in different ways.
But then isn't that also like nice? Somewhat like a man or anybody who has a good relationship with their mom, it's kind of like, okay, this is,
there's a good relationship and then there's that,
there's, we're not talking about like obsessive,
no, not obsessive, but it's like for everything that comes up in our relationship you got to include your mom.
Nah,
those types of guys exist in different ways, but they do.
Okay,
all right, somebody said cheaters, big deal breaker. Yeah, like if you go on a date,
I feel like I feel like cheaters shouldn't even be listed here because that's so obvious.
I mean,
you cheated? Oh, that's cool.
No, not necessarily on you, but like in past relationships. Like you go on a date and then you talk about, you know, like your past relationships, this and that. Maybe it's like your third date and you find out that this guy that you're vibing with or this girl you're vibing with, they own up and they tell you like, listen, I have cheated in the past.
Don't you think...
Turn off right there.
No chance.
Hard to come back from. I'm sorry.
Let's say you're really... What if you really fell for this guy and he's just being honest with you? Don't you think that honesty would kind of be like, okay, you know what? At least he's honest. To me, I mean, I'm just saying this as an example, but to me, that's a turn off.
That is a... I don't know.
I don't want to be with someone who cheated before because to me, the fact that you are just...
You let
capable
yourself do
of doing that. Like, you did this.
Yeah.
I need to be, I want to be.
Do the circumstances matter?
I want to be with someone who just says, cheating, that's just not me.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't support that. I don't condone that. I don't believe in it. That's just a no.
What if they tell you, like,
I cheated before, but I learned and I'm better now. And to me, it's just like, you're jumping into, like, you're getting into a relationship with someone who already did this thing, which is, I don't agree with that. To me, maybe some people can think, you know, maybe I will change him. Maybe I will change her. I don't want to do extra work.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Somebody said, when a partner is stuck in a debt loop and wouldn't stop spending and borrowing money.
Oh, yeah.
Because that shit is going to come back on you.
You borrow money and you got to, it's time
money.
To give it back. You got to borrow some more money to pay that person back. And
your spending is like all over the place.
That's a huge turnoff. I'm sorry. You can be the prettiest. You can be the cutest. You can be the hottest. You need to figure some shit out.
Yeah, especially because like if you're thinking long term, that debt will become your debt.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a no for me as well.
Somebody said political affiliations
mm-hmm.
that like don't match.
political affiliations.
Yeah, okay? Like if they're really politically affiliating with like something that you're just not about, deal breaker.
Yeah, deal breaker. We can just move on from that.
Somebody said, you can check my phone without my permission. I can't tell if they're saying that's a deal breaker.
You can't?
Oh, maybe they missed the T. But yeah, I mean, I think this person's saying is like a deal breaker is thinking that you can check my phone without asking me first.
I don't think that's a deal breaker. Alia has the passports over literally all my accounts.
Yeah, but I always ask you. I mean, also, we've been together for like so long.
My phone is your phone. You can look in this shit. You can call. You can FaceTime somebody.
But just because I can doesn't mean I will. I think it would still be even now if I like...
You can look at my bank account.
Listen, if I would take your phone right now and I'm like scrolling through your messages, you're really telling me you wouldn't have a problem with that?
I would, because I have some friends who would be saying some wild shit that have nothing to do with.
It's not even that though. It's like it's still your phone.
Like
you're still entitled to having your privacy, even if you're in a relationship. Doesn't mean that you're hiding anything, but it's kind of like, yo, what you doing? Like,
yeah, why are you snooping
around?
That's
crazy.
I have a group chat with all guys, let's say some of them are single and they be talking about some wild shit, and then you look at that thread, you know, I have no control over the group chat. So don't get mad at me what you see in there.
No, but...
Okay?
Before any of that, I just think,
I sound like I got some shit, right?
No. I think if you were going through my phone...
Yeah.
Sometimes even if you're like scrolling through my photos because mm-hmm. you're looking for something mm-hmm. and then you start commenting on like some random photos that I got, yeah. It's like, damn, babe, what you taking so many selfies for?
Yeah.
I would be like, damn, don't look at my shit.
Yeah. I'd
Which
be
is
doing
like,
that.
It's jokes, but at the same time, it's kind of real. Like
something about that feels invasive, right?
It does.
It's crazy. Don't
even
go
though,
my
like,
shit.
I'm not necessarily hiding something.
Yeah, but just chill because you might see something.
No, it's not that, bro. You always do that.
What you hiding in that phone, man?
Okay, somebody said, a man that doesn't know how to do basic house chores. It's absolutely hell from personal experience. Like basic laundry and simple cleaning because he is used to someone doing it for him. So he doesn't want to do it or he's just lazy.
That's real life. And I hear you. Thanks for submitting that because I feel like, unfortunately... I feel like there's a lot of women who go through this shit. They get into a relationship with someone and that's someone, like we said earlier, like their partner, let's say you moved in together, it's kind of like replacing your mom.
Well, yeah. And I also feel like
cooks
this
for
is
you,
where
cleans for you.
We need to stop. We need to break this cycle because why did the mom like do everything for this person? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. If we have a son, you bet your ass our son is going to know how to do laundry,
oh, yeah.
How to cook, how to clean. I ain't doing all that for him.
How to set up the
podcast. You ain't doing all that for him.
Yeah.
How to set up, have our kids set up the pod.
Yeah.
No, but that's something that like, I want to make a point for like whoever our kids are going to be to know. But somehow it's always that like the girls know how to do this shit and then the guys are just lost. Like, why the discrepancy in that?
I don't know.
It's very interesting.
But that is a deal breaker. Like, if I move in with you, we're both, you know, you have to know who's doing what. Who's doing the trash every week? Who's cleaning? Who's cooking? Maybe both can do both. But we all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, but you can't all fall on one person.
No, it can't. It's not fair. Like, I'm not your mom.
Yeah.
You know, like,
imagine
yeah.
like just constantly cleaning after this person.
And then also like, just having to remind them, hey, babe, can you do the dishes? Hey, babe, can you clean up? Like if we both live together and the house is a mess, you should look around and be like, okay, the house is a mess and we need to clean or just I need to clean. Like let's say, for example, right, our apartment. If it's a mess, I'm not waiting for us to clean together.
Sometimes you just don't get
Sometimes
to
you
it.
Just clean it because you live here too. Like, I don't mind cleaning the whole apartment by myself. The only reason when it becomes an issue is when the other person never does it.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of times you clean the whole house because you were just watching something and you, sometimes, you know, you just get in the mood and you just clean the
and
whole thing.
And sometimes one person just has the time and the other person doesn't have the time.
Yeah, but
there's
as
moments
long as,
where like I find time to, I'm like, you know what, right now I have a moment to like vacuum. So I'm going to just go do it. But if like you feel like you vacuumed, and then you took out the trash, and then you did the dishes, and then you did the laundry, and then you unloaded the dishwasher, and then you made dinner, and then you did the dishes
again.
And then
the other person comes home or whatever, and they...
But you can just feel that you've piled it up. Like, you've been, like, doing a lot of it, where you feel like you're kind of carrying the apartment. You can start... Like, you can feel pretty quickly when you've been, like, doing everything. And you're like, hold on a second. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then just talk about it.
Just talk about it. It doesn't even... And that's not something you should hold on. Like, no. It's not something you should keep doing for weeks and it bothers you, but you, like, because I'm sure this happens, like, people don't know how to bring it up without trying to make it some sort of an argument, but you have to bring that up. The moment you feel it, it has to be addressed.
Agreed. And if they are starting to, like, complain, if they're starting to...
There's no way they can complain if you've been cleaning the house for 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. There's no way. Like, what are you going to say?
People be gaslighting, yo. If you guys watched...
I don't know what gaslighting means anymore, but okay.
Gaslighting? It means, like, they'll start manipulating the situation and start, like, coming up with excuses that seem as if it's the other way around and they're
busy.
Playing
the victim somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because this actually reminds me of that character in All Her Faults. Remember, there was that couple with, like, the dad who was always complaining about taking care of his kid.
Was that the marathon... Dad?
No, the other one.
The other dad. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't watched that, you should.
Amazing show.
On Peacock right now. Not sponsored. Wish it was, though. Okay. Somebody said, someone who doesn't work out. And I'm not saying be the beefiest oak.
Beefy?
Wait, that's hilarious.
The beefiest oak.
But more so for longevity. I can feel that.
Longevity.
So this is kind of a deal breaker for you if, like, you're in a relationship with someone and they just don't really give a shit to, like, work out.
How about you get him into working out?
Okay, it's not, like, your responsibility to do that.
I think it is. If you're in a relationship with someone and you plan on living together forever.
Yeah.
I think it's my responsibility to make sure that we are good. Because imagine this, right? Hold on before you say this. If I'm going to work out, you're at home watching TV, eating chips, ice cream, candy, and I just come home and be like, oh, damn, what's up, babe? You good? Yeah, I'm just chilling, watching this. There's snacks all over you. Since it's not my...
Damn, why am I, like, covered in chips?
Since it's not my responsibility, I'm just going to shower, eat my broccoli, my good
I mean,
nutrition.
I feel like it'd be crazy to be in a relationship that's so,
I
like,
know, but I'm saying
different.
It's your responsibility to keep each other accountable. I don't believe it's not my responsibility.
I mean, I feel like it's not your responsibility to the extent that it's like you say something here and there, but if the other person is, like, not really responding or giving a fuck, that's a deal breaker. It's like, damn, you really don't give a shit about it.
I'm gonna really try before it breaks the deal. Because okay. I can still love you and be in a great relationship, but that's just the one thing you're
okay.
not into.
If that person shows no interest, at all,
mm-hmm.
In,
you're going to break up with them. You're just going to say, I'm leaving. I can't do this anymore because you don't work out. That's kind of silly.
Okay, but also think these relationships are not necessarily like they've been together for years.
You know
what
works?
Early days.
Okay, but you know what works? You don't have to be the beefiest oak, right? But you can at least try to get your partner to go on walks with you. Daily walks, honestly, that will do enough for your longevity that you want.
Yeah. Everybody has a different standard, but what I'm saying is,
we're not talking about going to the gym and, like, lifting weights and doing the bench and leg press and all that.
Yeah.
Not everybody's into that.
If it's early days, if you've been dating for like 5 months or something.
5 months is not early days anymore. 5 months, you're in it. 5 months, you're in it.
Okay, 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 okay. If you're like 3 months of dating, let's say. And they just are really not on the same wavelength as you with, mm-hmm. like, just taking care of yourself, like, none of that. Like, I don't know. For this person, maybe that's a big deal breaker. I can see that, like, where they're just kind of not, like, they're drinking hella beer, maybe, like, shit like that, you know. I can see how that's a turnoff.
Yeah, I can see that.
Somebody said, if they make fun of you in front of their friends.
Now, this is a touchy subject.
I knew this was good.
Touchy subject. There's an interesting way to do this.
I will say that I have a bad habit of sometimes doing this. I must admit that. And it's something that I really want to not do anymore.
I'm not a fan of that. I never do that because I think it's just, you know, if you're my partner and we are in a public setting with people, I'm not going to make you the butt of my jokes just because I can. You're my partner. I know you very well. I can just kind of, just to get the ha-has from everybody else, put your, it's very distasteful to me. You know, like I want to treat you with the most respect. If anything, I want to show people, not that I want to show people, but like, respect is very important. And
but don't you think sometimes there's...
But sometimes if it's funny, it's okay. But like,
yeah, that's
you can like, tell when a joke, it's like...
Maybe not that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not that one. What do you think?
No, because I do think that I tend to like cross the line sometimes. And in the moment, I can't differentiate between like just a joke that is like funny, as you said.
It's not always a joke necessarily. It's like just saying certain things.
No. Can I
finish? Yeah. Fine.
Like sometimes, I don't know. I can't think of an example right now, but there are times where like you could even bring up something that I do and it's funny.
I think it's the way you do it.
But then there could be... Yeah. I don't know. It's like
try to get there. You're almost there. Like, I need you to, like, what is? Because I know exactly what you're going to say.
What?
Or like, I feel like I know. It's like you can say something to your partner while there's people around.
Well, are you talking to your partner? Or are you talking to the people?
Well, no.
I feel like we're all talking in the group, and if I bring up something that like Yoni does, I bring it up kind of like to be funny, like to make a joke.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about how I hate turning on the lights, like the overhead lights, when it's dark in our apartment.
Yeah.
So it's like I'll be doing shit in the dark.
Yes.
And I'd rather do shit in the dark than like turn the lights on.
Yeah, sometimes because it's like just easier to just...
So that's something that's, it's like it's funny and it's silly. But what would be something that could be brought up that it's like not funny?
Something that's not funny is bringing your partner's insecurities and joke about it when there's people around. So like I would say something like, yeah, you know, this is not true, but just like, you know, Alia, you know, hates all her pants because they never fit the right way. Or maybe something you know, but then I'm joking.
That's a crazy thing to bring up.
Yeah, I know. But in the moment, you want to be the funny guy. You want to get people. Some people just need that attention. You know, that person who just wants to be the funny guy.
Yeah, I can say that I fall victim to that sometimes, that I do like give in to that mentality, that you're kind of like on a roll and you just bring up some random shit. And immediately as I bring it up, I'm like, why the fuck did I bring that up?
Was there something like that recently that you felt like, damn, I shouldn't have, or maybe not? Yeah, but basically it's just like everybody knows that one person who, and it's very easy to detect who wants, not attention necessarily, but like I want to be the light of the group. I want to be the funny person. When it's just okay to just chill, you know, if you have nothing to say, just listen, hang out, you know. But
I don't think I necessarily do that, but I have, and we've had these conversations in the past where you told me like, you know, I didn't like that you brought that up. Like it wasn't really funny, or like the way you said that it kind of came off like the wrong way, and it's not a good look, you know. And I heard you and I listened, and like,
yeah. And I feel like I've done that to you too in the past, like, you know, everybody, it's a normal thing, but I think it's really important for us to just like remember that your partner
you gotta catch yourself.
Yeah. And also when someone tells you, receive the information because it made them feel a certain way, no matter how you intended.
Yeah.
No matter how the joke was meant to be received.
Yeah.
If that person that the joke was on tells you something, you better just listen.
Yeah, they'll which like, I did.
Yeah. I'm not saying you didn't.
Oh, okay, shit.
Yo, you're playing defense. But yeah, I've definitely done that before. And as you said, the moment you do that thing, you just know it.
Yeah, it's like if it leaves you feeling kind of icky about yourself.
But
like,
sometimes, this is the bad ones, when people do it and they have no idea they did it.
Ooh. There are some times where that can happen. But I think it just... in the moment, like,
yeah.
it just depends. But I definitely feel like if that's something that somebody does, like, on the regular when you're in a group setting,
ugh,
they're constantly kind of, like, bringing up random shit and, like, laughing, like, on your,
behalf.
Yeah.
And you got to have that conversation in a car, like, driving back. You know that conversation.
But then if they keep doing it, it's kind of like, what the fuck, bro?
But also, too, like, if you bring that up to them and they're, like, they don't want to, like, either apologize or what, they just kind of want to stand in that. That's a big turn off too.
Yeah. And speaking of that, somebody said refusing to learn / adapt to your ways. Now, adapt to your ways can be tricky.
What do you mean adapt to your ways?
Well, here this person's saying like they're refusing to learn / adapt to your ways. So it's like in this relationship,
mm-hmm,
and let's say I like to do something in a certain way.
Okay.
Which I feel like there's quite a lot of things that
there's a lot of things you like your way, yes.
Like what?
Like if we wake up one morning and we want to do something, like we want to, like, because every day there's something that we're going to do first.
Brush our teeth.
No, but like, let's say if it's about, well, because we have multiple hats that we're wearing, right? Are we going to record? Are we going to go get a bagel and then record?
Oh,
are you going to film first? Am I going to finish editing my video that was due
yesterday?
Okay, well,
maybe not work-related.
Not work-related.
Like house stuff, like daily life stuff. Like,
I don't know. I mean,
it could be as simple as, for example, like, I don't know if this is like a guy thing or what, but if we have leftovers, like Yoni will take the leftovers and just throw them in the fridge instead of putting them like in Tupperware. Which is something that I've had to kind of remind you.
What do you mean?
Like pasta last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We made the pasta. Mm-hmm. It was in a big pot.
Mm-hmm.
Our fridge is kind of full.
Mm-hmm.
So like you didn't have space to just put the full pot in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like if you had space for it, out of laziness, you would have just put it straight
that
in.
That is very inaccurate. And I'm very surprised that you just said that.
Or with rice. You do that with rice all the time. It's in the rice cooker, little like bowl thing, you're too lazy to put in a Tupperware, so you just put the whole, you cover it with plastic and you put it in the fridge.
I don't put the whole rice cooker in the fridge.
No, not the rice cooker. You put the freaking rice cooker bowl.
Yo,
like you take the bowl out.
The whole rice cooker with the cord in it? No, I've done
the
that.
Cord.
I've done, and sometimes the only reason why I do that is because
you're lazy.
I'm too lazy to wash something to put the rice in. So I'm just like, you know what? I can just cover this shit.
Nah, that's not true, because sometimes there is clean Tupperware.
No.
You're just lazy to actually transfer the rice into the Tupperware.
It's a very easy process. You take a spoon, you put it
in
there.
Yeah, but sometimes you just don't do it.
I'm telling you my perspective that I know is true.
Okay, I just know that there's been times where you've done that, and then I took the rice out and I transferred it to Tupperware and put it back in the fridge.
I appreciate you
because
for doing
it takes
that.
Up too much space.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. That's true. I'm not even trying to play because it's a fact. I've done that before.
Something like that would be adapting to someone's ways.
Right. Right. And before we move on, about the pasta last night,
it was great. I put it away.
The spaghetti I made was great, but it was a little bit too soft.
Yeah, it was overcooked.
And this time, Alia told me, what episode was that we talked about?
Did we have this conversation? I don't think we told people.
Oh, we didn't?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I cook something and it doesn't happen that often, so I want it to be as possible, because, you know, it's like if I'm going to cook something for us, and Alia's standard is pretty high because everybody knows she's like a foodie. So like to impress her, to me, is just like, yo, I'm going to do my best to make the best pasta. And because if it's just for me, I'm just going to enjoy it just as much. But now that Alia's gonna have it, I always feel like I gotta make it extra good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
which
for
is
her.
Not a bad thing.
It's not a good thing because it's not a bad thing, because then when I eat it myself, I'm like, oh damn, I could put a little bit more effort into this.
Yeah.
You know? So last night basically, a few weeks ago I made something and Alia didn't tell me that it wasn't that great. Like she still enjoyed it, especially because I was hyped. So
yeah.
She was like, damn, I don't want to make him feel bad because I see how excited he is. And I was just like, babe, isn't that so good? Or like, no, I didn't say that. I kept asking you. You saw the excitement.
Yeah, because it's become kind of a thing for you when you make dinner or you make lunch that it's like, that what is my reaction going to be?
Exactly, because I'm just like, keep looking at you like, is she liking it or not? And Alia didn't tell me that there was a few notes that she would have loved to share with me.
Yeah.
But because I make it such a thing, she was like, you know what? I'm going to just not say anything and say, it's good, babe. But we learn from that. We move on. And I love when you tell me when something can improve. So last night, I made something else again. Amazing spaghetti. I really loved it. I really paid attention to the texture. What do you call it? Like how hard or soft the spaghetti is.
Yeah.
And I tried my best because I know Alia likes it a little bit on the harder.
No, I just like it how it's...
How it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Okay. So this time it sat a little bit too long in the water and it became soft.
Yeah.
I made some green beans on the side and...
Decided to put them in the pasta, which is fine.
Decided to put them in the pasta. It looked really beautiful with the red sauce and the green beans. It looked like art, right? But the beans were too soft again because I left them in the water too long. So, but then yesterday she didn't hesitate to tell me. She told me, hey, babe, like, this is so good and all that. Because was it good, though?
Yeah, it was good.
By the way, we're still going to eat that right after this episode.
Yeah, it was just the texture was, like, not, like, it was missing that. Everything was just kind of soft.
Yeah, yeah. And she told me that right away. And I felt, like, I like when people tell me the truth.
Because you've told me you want to improve your cooking.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to be a thing when you, like, make dinner or something like that.
Not at all.
I also don't want it to be a thing.
Not at all.
But I also want to be able to, like, share... Like, you know, because I do know more about cooking. I want to be able to share, like, okay, undercook the pasta when it's in the water, because then when you add it to the sauce, it's going to continue to cook for a little bit.
Oh.
So then if you, like, cook it to the perfect texture, it's going to overcook when you put it in the sauce.
See, I didn't even know that.
You know, and then with the green beans, it's like you want them to be cooked when they still have like a crunch and they still are vibrant green. If they start becoming like gray, it's overcooked and you don't want it to be mushy.
And so then how can I tell that, like, with the green beans, if I put them in the hot boiling water?
Yeah.
They're sitting there. Like, is there a specific timing?
Probably like... You know,
because they weren't mushy.
4 or 5 minutes, they didn't have any crunch. Like,
they
when you eat vegetables, you want them to have some sort of like texture.
Yeah,
you know, you want them to. You don't want them to just disintegrate in your mouth, like melt.
Yeah.
So
yesterday, did you hesitate telling me that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Babe, one thing about me.
But I still told you, right?
You still told me.
Yeah. So,
but you should know that I just love it, and it doesn't even have to be with cooking. Just like. I say this all the time, maybe to you, or I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but when I do something, if you're my friend, my mom, my sister, my sibling, uncle, if I do something and it didn't sit well with you, I love when people tell me, yo, Yoni, that I didn't like, that I didn't appreciate. I'm never the person.
I mean, it's different when it's like deep about something you did or like you cooking dinner. You know?
To me, it's all the same.
Yeah, but I also feel like I will kind of always have notes on what you're cooking because you're still getting better at it. So it's like you often overseason the chicken where it's like too salty. And that.
Okay, we don't need to keep adding stuff that I do that's not good, okay? That's not for people to hear.
Oh my gosh.
No, but yeah, so tell me. I'm never the person who plays defense and fight against the criticism that comes, like it comes from somewhere.
Yeah, you know? Except for that one time when it became a conversation because I didn't say anything about it. And then...
Yeah, and I didn't like
it. And then, no. And then the next day, somehow I brought it up and your initial reaction was like, yeah, babe,
I was trying my best
to like make it really good. And it's like it almost turned the tables to make me feel bad that I gave you some sort of like,
no,
you know, note on it.
That was a joke that turned left.
I mean,
quickly.
Yeah, because it's happened before where like it made me hesitant to say anything because you made it such a like big deal that you made dinner.
Maybe
you
know? I shouldn't have said that. You know, we all make mistakes.
Well, no, it's like, and then that forced us to have a conversation about it where like now we've established that like you're trying to get better at cooking. I know how to cook quite decently. So it's like, whenever you cook, I'm going to try to, you know, help you. So next time you know how to cook something better. The same way it's like if you're planning to use onion, like you want to put it in first so that it cooks and then add your other stuff. Because then it's not going to be like steamed onion. It's actually going to get caramelized. Like all these different things, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what happened last night.
You added the onion later.
I put the onion.
I always see Yoni's, it's like, I can hear the shit is cooking. And then I just hear him chopping onion. I'm like,
no,
it should always be the other way.
I did it a little bit backwards because like the ground meat that I was using usually cooks pretty fast. So I'm like, wait, so I don't want the onion to... Anyways, this is
off topic.
Yeah, this is off topic.
But we're actually going to... We're going to finish. We have like a bunch of other submissions. We're going to talk about these on Patreon because we have so many.
We're going to do a part two.
Yeah. So we're going to do a part two of the deal breakers on Patreon.
This is such a fun episode. And I want to do more of these episodes. Just read submissions and we can come up with like, would you rather submissions or...
Yeah.
Things like that. I had so much fun doing this episode.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to hear.
It's fun because then we also feel like we're including the listeners and they get a chance for their, obviously anonymously,
and it's always
be included in the episode.
Yeah. And it's fun to just like get to hear what other people are going to bring up because like there's only two of us. So exactly. There's only so many things that we can think of.
Exactly. So it's so fun to just read the other perspectives and... It's cool. So thanks for everybody to...
who submitted some things. And we're going to carry them over to Patreon and continue talking about these deal breakers. So if you guys are interested in that, you can check it down in the description.
Check it down.
Check it down.
You can check it down in the description.
You can check it out in the description. Go to the link down there.
Okay.
See what's up. Sign up. We have two different tiers for spicy and sweet members.
We have the sweet members. Shout out to you guys. And we have the spicy members. Extra shout out to you guys.
Yeah. So
if you
want to
know the difference between the two, the sweet members get two extra episodes a month. And the spicy members get four extra episodes a month. So basically, if you're a spicy member, you get two What's the Juice podcast episodes a week. You get a Wednesday one and then you get a Sunday one every week. So basically eight total episodes for the month. And then if you're a sweet member, you get obviously the four free ones that we get
on
every
audio.
Wednesday on audio. And then you get, for that month, you get two extra ones every other week. So like you get one on this week, the next week.
Yeah, I think
week.
We get it.
Yeah. Anyways, it's
yo,
all
we be making that content. When you say we make eight episodes a month, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Plus my own content. So yeah, we're just working. We love the podcast. We want to keep doing it. So
spread the word. Let your friends know. Post it on your IG.
Yeah.
Post it on your TikTok.
Yeah, send it to your mama. Send it to your daddy. Be like, yo, you got to listen to this podcast, okay? Because we just be hanging out here on
and
the couch.
And just like everybody you know, let them know about What's the Juice. Because I feel like there's so many people that would enjoy what we talk about here.
I feel like there's so many people who just still don't know about the podcast.
Yeah, they don't. But if they did, they would love it.
I know. So
help us out with that, you guys.
All right, guys, we are out. And I think, matter of fact, I'm going to make myself a small little bowl of that spaghetti.
Of that pasta. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then...
Whoa. TMI.
What? I just need to like fix my hair because we're about to record the second part of the.
I gotta go to the bathroom to fix my hair. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. See you next week or on Patreon.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product. Fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.